So you understand that, you know, there's a trophy at stake, and, you know, if you win, you get it, and if you lose, you don't. So obviously it's important to win, and that's kind of what, you know, the significance of a trophy in any game is. You know, it's all about just winning, and if you can win, then you get to keep the trophy. If not, then you don't. So I don't think it's anything more complicated than that.
Does bull matter? Does the bull matter to players that much? What bull?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're always playing to have a better record, to, you know, play in a better bowl. And I don't know what bowls we can possibly be in. I haven't looked at it. I'm not going to worry about it because I don't have any control over it. So the only thing that, you know, we need to focus on is this week and how well we prepare.
What if Coach Ferentz has long time been a little bit of an opponent of playing that game on the Thanksgiving week. He kind of liked to have the season wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
Players matter? Does that matter to you guys at all?
I mean, I definitely liked having this week off. That was, you know, nice, and it's different this year, but, you know, it's not bad. It's just something you have to adjust to. It would obviously be great to have a full week off with no school or no football. That'd be nice to, you know, kind of rest before a bowl game, but that's not the case this year, so there's no point worrying about it. Just kind of, you know, go out. We have a game this week, and we're going to, you know, prepare like we have every other week.
How is the Thanksgiving spent then? Is it just like you and your roommates all?
No, we'll head up to one of my roommate, Colin Sandeman's house. He's Bet North. It's about an hour away, so that's, you know, that's the closest spot that we can go to. And you know, his family's awesome. His mom's a tremendous cook, so it should be a good time to kind of relax for a couple hours.
Colin hasn't played the last few weeks. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's getting better. He kind of had a little bit of a you know, foot injury in the end of the game, but he's you know, been rehabbing, and he should be coming back a little bit stronger this week than he was last week.
As a quarterback, could you empathize a little with Adam Weber? I think, what he said, three coordinators in about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
If I were his coach in midseason, How, from an outsider's view, have you seen the way they've kept things together?
From, you know, watching him on film, I think he's done a tremendous job every year. That's not easy to learn a new offense every year. I can definitely tell you that. I mean, it's hard enough to learn the one, you know, one offense that we have and to get better at it. But to try to figure out what defense is doing and then know exactly what you're doing is a whole nother battle. So, you know, that's a lot harder for him. And but, you know, he's probably learned a lot about the game from going through that. And I think it will pay off for him in his future. But I think he's a tremendous competitor, great quarterback. And he's, you know, seems like he's definitely the leader of that team.
What, you look back on, like, your entire football career, not just here at Iowa, but just, like, when you were growing up.
Yeah.
What would you say is the coldest game that you were ever a part of?
I remember a game in, like, seventh grade that was just frigid, and it was raining. So it was cold and raining. I remember that. That was awful. Michigan was pretty cold last year, I thought. That was one of the colder ones that I think we've been a part of.
Penn State in 08 was pretty cold.
Yeah, that was cold. The game right after it, Purdue, was cold. I think when you get to the end of any season in any year, and, you know, being from Ohio, it's pretty much the same weather. You kind of prepare for that. You know, it's hot at the beginning of the year, it's cold at the end of the year. That's just part of football, and you just go out there and play as well as possible.
How does it change, like, what you want to do, though, as a quarterback, if it changes?
It shouldn't change anything. You know, you're going to, you know, play your game plan and go with what you do as an offense. And you have to be able to play in any weather. You can't, you know, because it's cold, shut down a certain part of the game. You have to be able to play no matter what the weather is.